The great thing about Atlas Butler is they do it all. Heating, cooling, plumbing. Look, I'm busy with work. I don't have time to wait around or deal with lots of people. One company, one call, and they do it all. Wonder if they'll clean out my inbox. Seriously, offer that service. Please.
Atlas Butler is at your service. Call 1-800-FURNACE.
Hello, Podlers. Coming up, an awful lot of this.
February.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to the show. Matt, do you know where to start your next paint project?
There's only one place, surely.
Where would you suggest?
Wix.
Absolutely. Yes. They have all the inspiration and help you'll need, from trend pages to helpful how-to guides. Plus, right now, you can save with offers on their Dulux, Crown and Wix standard 2.5-litre coloured emulsion ranges. Like the Dulux one, it was £21. Now it's just £15.
Wow, Substantial.
Shop these offers in-store and online today and pick up everything you'll need to make your paint project a reality. So where does the gift card come in? Well, it's £250 worth, isn't it always? And once again, we're playing The Adventures of Botany Bay.
Yes.
How does this go down?
Well,
there?
I don't know what a trend page is, Dave, but I know Botany
Bay... No, I can tell that by what you're wearing.
...is a beautiful shade from Crown Paints. It's thick and creamy and goes on easily. But Botany Bay also sounds like a seaside town from a children's book.
It does.
Doesn't it, everyone?
Yes. It does, yes.
So I've put pen to paper and written a children's story about the wonderful place that is Botany Bay. Listen carefully, pick out three shades from my tale, and you win the £250 Wix gift card.
Okay, so we are going to be heading to Botany Bay live next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. Well, right now we're giving you a chance to win a Wix gift card worth £250 as we play The Adventures of Botany Bay. And joining us on line one, we have Andy. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Andy, welcome to the show. Andy is a fan of the main station. Now, often I glean invaluable information from the half conversation I get to hear the hype beast Womble, executive producer Mark, have with our callers. Now, Andy, I know you're an air conditioning engineer.
Yep.
And I'm really sorry for the follow-up question that Mark asked you off air, which is one of the most basic questions of all time. Do you do hot as well, is what he asked.
We must... We get asked that all the time. Yeah.
You do? Oh, OK, no, fair enough. The man of the people, I apologise. He said you must be quiet at this time of the year, Andy. Do you do hot
the
as well?
Business.
What do you think, they hibernate and then come out? Well, we're lucky that we've got him from his little woodland dwelling, and Andy's on line one. So, Andy, what's going to happen here is Matt Dyson's going to read you his wonderful children's story named The Adventures of Botany Bay. All you need to do is listen very carefully. Make a mental note of as many shades of paint as you think you hear. You just need to give me three at the end, and then you can have the gift card. Sound good?
Sounds good to me.
Excellent.
Lovely.
Take it away, Matt.
Are you settled down, Andy?
Yeah, I'm all ready, Matt.
Then I'll begin. Adventure with us down to Botany Bay, where I sit eating a vanilla sundae, chomping away, sat on a polished pebble beach. An almond white seagull appears with a screech.
I don't think you're signposting the paint shades enough in your delivery.
No. Screech.
Yeah, it really
Andy,
is.
Andy, feel free to stop me at this
Was
stage.
Was that polished pebble and almond white, you said there, Matt?
It snatches my stack and flies through the Nordic sky. Cool. Crestfallen blue Matt lets out an emotional cry. I sigh then return to my mellow sage state of peace and pluck a scrap of sundae from my sunbeam yellow fleece.
Okay. Andy, are you ready to name three?
I'm ready, I think, yeah.
Your time starts now.
We've got sunbeam yellow, mellow sage, and polished pebble.
Lovely stuff.
Yeah, you've got 28 He's seconds left on your 30-second timer. Want to say anything
else? Tell us about you.
Shout out. Do you do hot as well? Andy, congratulations. Thanks for tuning into the show. You've got yourself the Wickes gift card. Have a lovely weekend ahead, my friend. That was all thanks to Wickes, where, of course, you can shop the latest paint offers on Dulux, Crown and Wickes standard 2.5-litre coloured emulsion ranges like Dulux, which was £21 and now it's but £15.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Right now, bring us all his favourite moments from OnlyFans. It's Matt Dyson and the Social Ammunition. Matt, what's going on in there?
Well, first, great, one of the tweets of the week, I would suggest, about the footballer Oliver Skipp.
Oh, I've made the social ammo!
Yeah, you said
twice.
I think we saw it at the same time yesterday. You popped it on
the
breakfast
WhatsApp
group.
Don't say we saw it at the same time. Don't try and own this.
You popped it on the breakfast WhatsApp group and it was lit, the response, wasn't it? It was going
I don't know, I've
off.
Not been back in yet. No. Should check that.
He's one of the greatest names in football, Oliver Skipp. A lovely sounding name. Up there with Marvellous Nakamba. But Olaf Falafel, the comedian, has highlighted his
big
name.
Big fan of his work.
He simply said, Oliver Skipp is how a Brummie asks for a prawn cocktail flavour crisp. And you sort of have to do the accent to fully appreciate it. I mean, Swiss, you're Brummie, aren't you? Sort of. Do you want to give it a go?
Oliver Skipp.
Oh, I love a skip. Oh, I love a
it's
skip,
like I being do. In a Peaky Blinders immersive experience. Really is. Arthur, is that you?
Oliver Skip's
excellent. Great work from Olaf. Well spotted.
Really nice, really nice. And then another sign that AI has gone too far, potentially. I mean, I thought it may have happened when Homer Simpson was singing Born Slippy, but now we've got like a duet of epic proportions.
Okay.
This is by a guy called Squirrel Dad on Instagram, who had the idea of getting Optimus Prime from the Transformers films to sing The Sound of Silence, but then someone suggested it was a duet with Darth Vader, and he has made it happen. If you can imagine such a thing, this is what it sounds like. It starts with Optimus Prime. Here he is on his own.
And in the naked night I saw 10,000 people, maybe more.
Darth.
People talking without speaking. People hearing without listening, people writing songs, and voices never share.
Unbelievable.
I feel like that would play at a Trump rally.
Oh, it's perfect for that, isn't it? And then the artists wouldn't complain afterwards.
Don't drag Darth Vader down to those levels.
That is amazing. Thank you for Sam Kendall for sending that to me on Instagram. I'll put it on my stories. You'll be singing along with it later and I've saved your data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. Now, it's Friday, which is great. I mean, some people say Fry-yay, don't they?
They do.
For most people, not all people, big respect to the retail workers, etc.
Yeah.
It's going to be the weekend tomorrow, that's fun. Mm-hmm. I'm not looking forward to it. There's a new tradition in my house. Every Saturday morning, I take Evie out for scooter practice.
Yeah.
And then we go to a local cafe where we have a hot chocolate.
Nice.
And last Saturday, we took one of her teddies along, a bunny by the name of Leo. So Leo came with us for scooter practice. Then we sat down opposite each other in the caf and we had a hot chocolate. I had a cappuccino. And we were sat there, and I said, do you think Leo the bunny would like some hot chocolate? And that's when it first time happened. And Matt, you said it was going to happen. Oh, you said it would come.
Yeah.
And she's only 5 years old. I got my first eye roll.
Oh, no.
Do you think Leo the bunny would like some hot chocolate? And then it's almost like she was exasperated by my stupidity. She was like, and she just kind of looked up at the ceiling for a bit. And then she went like this. She went... like Denzel Washington, right?
Yeah.
In The Equalizer. She's just like exasperated, looking at the ceiling. She goes, what's your name? I said,
what?
Yeah, I went, and I kind of looked around for support and no one was, like some guy like hid behind his newspaper, he thought it's all going down. So what's your name? I said, Dad. She went, no, actual name. I went, Dave. She went, yeah. And she took a finger and she pointed at the centre of her face. She went, what's this? Yeah. What's this called? And I went, nose. She went, and then she reached her hand out over the table. Like, it's like a mafia terrifying. Boss, right? Yeah. She went, Dave, what's in my hand? And I went, nothing, Evie. She went, yeah. Dave knows nothing.
Oh, yes! Wow,
she put you in your place.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, I was shook to my very
acid
core.
Tongue.
As you can imagine, Dave also doesn't pay the bill for that chocolate, does he?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
I want to spend a wee bit of the show today discussing the most glaring glitch in your pronunciation matrix. We have touched on this before on the show because this is the most dreaded of all the months as far as your wildly lovable award-winning host goes, because, of course, it is the month of February. So I want to know what yours is. You may have overcome it. Maybe you just given into it and you just live with it. What about the kids in your life? Your kids, your nieces, your nephews. You don't want to correct them, do you?
No.
I mean, I just spoke about Evie. Despite how cheeky she can be, and maybe as a kind of long-form punishment to her on some level for being cheeky, I'm not going to tell her it is not named a form head.
Dad,
feel my form head, it's warm. Feel my form head, it's so warm. No, I'm not going to change that. That's the most wildly lovable, cutest thing ever, isn't it? So 8, 12, 15, get in touch. So February, this started when... Channel 4 on 4 Music some years ago gave me my own month to celebrate the best of British music, and they gave all of the T4 people their own month, and I was like, you're getting your own month. I was like, great. That's amazing. I said, we're going to give you the month of February. That's going to be
the one month you can't say.
It wasn't until we were filming that I realised. I wondered how I'd gone so long without saying that. I've been calling it Feb. I said, can I call it Feb? They said no. I said, can I swap with Steve Jones and be June? They said no.
You'd have thought June Sarpong would get June.
Yeah.
How'd you not get that as an open goal? Oh, that would have really put a nose out of coin.
June got whichever month she wanted. She got whichever month she wanted. Perhaps she wanted one of the on October or November. I don't know. But I got February and it stuck with me ever since. So I have to be a Feb guy. 8, 12, 15, come and join in. Tell me the most glaring glitch in the pronunciation matrix of your life. Now, Anna, this is kind of slightly related, and I probably shouldn't even know this information, but I know that you did some boxing for the first time yesterday.
What? I did, yeah.
And you were trying to avoid your boxing instructor giving you a what again, was it?
You guys have stitched me up here. I thought it was an upper crust.
Just a sandwich
shop. I know it's a pizza
base. I love it.
I've been calling right hooks a Delice de France for years, so we've all done the same.
And it's an upper crust to the jaw. It hits the canvas.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
The warmest of welcomes to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where I am asking you about the most glaring glitch... glitch in your pronunciation matrix. Oh dear indeed. I thought mine was just February, but it seems it's also the word
more.
Glitch.
Yeah.
Anyway, joining us right now on line one, we have Simon. Good morning, Simon.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Welcome along to the show. Simon is in Wolverhampton. Now, it is not your pronunciation matrix we're focusing in on here, Simon. Whose is it?
It's my lovely sister, whether she's listening or not, my lovely sister Joanne, we were at her 60th birthday.
Okay, so Joanne, we're not sure if you're listening or not. If you are, a big shout out. Your brother's about to embarrass you in front of millions of people up and down and around the UK. So you're at a party in a restaurant. What happened that fateful evening, Simon?
So there we are, we're sitting there, we're ordering the menu. It was a Thai restaurant, and me and my sister said, oh, we'll share the first course. And my sister said, I absolutely love crispy rheumatic duck.
Rheumatic?
I said, right, Joe, what were you saying? Crispy rheumatic, Joe? Yeah, no, rheumatic duck.
Rheumatic.
And Yeah, her children are absolutely in bed. I'm in bed. I said, Joe, don't you mean aromatic?
Yeah.
No, it's rheumatic.
Rheumatic, yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, a rheumatic duck doesn't sound very tasty, like, does it?
The pain really adds to the flavour.
As it waddles
duck,
off.
Yeah, yeah, but it's sore webbed feet.
Simon, great having you on the show. Send our love to Joe. We'll speak to you real soon. Nice one. Have a great weekend, my friend. Keep them coming. 8, 12, 15.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
February.
Why turn into Mr. Blobby at the end?
Sorry, AI is helping me pronounce the word February. So what's the most glaring glitch in your pronunciation matrix? Mine is clearly... Dave, my son, Archer, used to have us in stitches. When watching Star Wars, he would refer to Handsome Solo.
Oh, nice.
At Christmas, Jesus was born. And Santa and his reindeers would pull his sleigh.
Nice.
Dan Frost from Doncaster can't say hospital. He says hospital still to this day.
Classic.
Laura says, I work in a primary school and at this time of year, lots of children ask if they can put on some lip balm. And in the summer, they tell me about going on jumperlines, which is a much better name for trampoline, surely.
Yeah.
It's so cute, adds Laura. My daughter was in a queue for a ride at a theme park and shouted, Dad, look at those rhino sausages. Stuck with us for quite a while, says Richard in Gateshead. Dave and the team, good morning. My wife is almost 54 years old and still believes the word is plame and not blame. Andy in Pontypool. And finally, and I love this, Dave, a former work colleague could not pronounce the word cardigan, so he just named it jumper with buttons.
February.
Hello. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where you kind and generous souls out there have taken the time this morning to make me feel better about the fact I can't pronounce the word February. This is my worst month of the year. And you've been telling me the most glaring glitch in your pronunciation network. Morning, Dave. I was on a date and the guy I was with asked the waiter for profitable rolls.
Nice.
We didn't have a second date.
Oh, no. Weird.
My six-year-old daughter, Holly, drew a floor plan of our house. I think she was planning some kind of robbery. And labelled the front room, front room.
The front
Completely
room.
Understandable. That's the part of the house everyone is the absolute frumpiest.
Sitting on the sofa.
Says Tony
frumpy.
Essex. Exactly right. Morning, team. I was rushing about trying to fix something at home once, and my wife said to me, Mark, slow down. You're not Speedy Gongali. And that's from Mark in East Yorkshire. Thank you once again, everybody, for sharing the glaring glitches in your pronunciation matrix. I really do appreciate it on this slightly chilly February morning.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
So that is it for another week's worth of The Breakfast Show. Thank you ever so much for tuning in. Thank you to those of you who join in. We really do appreciate it. Matt, there's a brand new edition of the pod.
Yes.
It is about to land. If you head over to my Instagram stories, Dave_Berry_Insta, give me a little follow and I will take you through all of the pod names from the week that was in person.
It's a weekly treat.
But I need the last one, Matt. I need to nail it down. Mm. So we've got... Do you do hot as well?
That was producer Mark talking to an air conditioning guy earlier on.
Jimi Hendrix hated Brookside.
Yes, little known fact about the guitar legend.
Dave knows nothing.
Oh, you being murked by your five-year-old daughter.
Form head.
You murking her back for her mispronunciation.
Rheumatic duck.
Oh, an amazing slip-up. What a call that was.
An upper crust to the jaw.
Geary joining in with the slip-ups.
And finally, Benedict Cumberbumber.
I love Benedict Cumberbumber. But I think we should go for the simple rheumatic duck.
Absolutely, 100% wholeheartedly agree, Matt. Nice naming skills, my friend. Okay, so that's the name of the brand new edition of the pod, available wherever you get them, and it's going to be out in about 10 minutes' time. Coming up next on Absolute Radio, Leona Graham's going to be here with her tea break trivia, plus she'll tell you how you can win £110,000 in Make Me a Winner. Enjoy your weekends. Stay safe, stay entertained.
February.
The great thing about Atlas Butler is they do it all. Heating, cooling, plumbing. Look, I'm busy with work. I don't have time to wait around or deal with lots of people. One company, one call, and they do it all. Wonder if they'll clean out my inbox. Seriously, offer that service. Please.
Atlas Butler is at your service call.